Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Consumerist. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky.
And we're your hosts. And we're back.
We're back after quite a lengthy hiatus. So you're also welcome. You're welcome.
We pulled it together at the last day of November to bring you one episode. It has been a whirlwind of a November, though, let me tell you.
You are welcome. So we're doing the altruistic thing here. We're recording this on Tuesday, which is Give Back Tuesday or whatever it's called.
Oh,
so
that's Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
Honestly, I've helped the economy a lot in the last 2 weeks.
I know. You know what, Matt? Okay, so Matt listened to our last episode and he said, "You know, Ricky, can I say something?" And I'm like, "Oh, great! God. It's going to be Matt's brand of truthfulness here." He said, you really saved that podcast by saying that you should be giving back because we bought so many things." I'm like, Matt. But this is the whole theme.
We said it,
we
didn't do it.
Yeah, we said it, we didn't do it. And also, you are listening to a podcast about shopping. So if we were to only talk about how we're giving back, then it would be called like Giving Back.
This is The Consumerist, not the do-gooders.
Yeah, we're not sharing that robust side of ourselves.
No, we're really not.
Okay, so what did happen in November? Where do we even start?
Okay, well, you were here, which is the most exciting news of it all. Ricky was in Calgary.
I was, and some of our listeners might be surprised by that fact. If I hadn't reached out, it's because it was truly whirlwind, and I was trying to keep it pretty tight. So I came back to really visit my mom first and foremost. So I got a good amount of time with her, and it was so nice. It was really good. And it was her birthday. So that was good. But the wonderful byproduct of me visiting my mom is that I got time with you.
Yeah. Oh my God. When we were meeting for brunch downtown and we were like, you were ahead of me. I can't tell you how many times we used to meet for brunch. We would park almost at the exact same time. And then I would see you walk up the street ahead of me and I'd call for you. And it happened. I was like, oh my God, you kind of just like appeared on the street in front of me. And
perfection.
I was like, Ricky!
It was such a good meet cute.
We were like almost weeping on the street when we saw each other. Like my eyes got like teary. Oh. Like I was like, oh my God.
And we had one of those brunches that was truly like, it was just so good. All good. Except there was a person beside us was so annoying.
God.
Sorry, but should I delve into why she was so annoying?
Maybe.
Okay, so I'm not gonna candy coat it. I am pro vax so much that I'm like, do you have any more in there? Do you have any old ones? Like I'm like, whatever you have for stock, give it to me. I'll drink it. And this person beside us was like, oh, well, I have a negative COVID test and I can come in here. And they're like, well, you need a paper version of it. Oh, I didn't know. And she was wearing a stupid hat. And
That hat
was stupid. I'm sorry, that hat.
She's wearing a lot of beige, too.
And a beige, remember, all
like,
browns.
Oversized beige.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? So everything that she, from that encounter, we're like, Sarah and I are like, well, she's not vaccinated because she had to take a test to come to brunch. And then you look over at me and you're like, how much do you want to bet she's sitting right next to us? Within 1 minute, within 60 seconds, she was seated right next to you. And that was the only downside of the brunch. That was the only downside of the brunch.
That was the only downside of the brunch.
Good.
But I love that we both remember that hat. But yeah, the food was so good.
Oh, I had a weird brunch encounter here. So I went to a place that's really good. And when you come and visit, it's called Buck and Rider. And it's so awesome.
Oh.
And we had the reservation. We went bright and early. And they seated us outside. And it was kind of a sunny spot. And you know me and premature aging. I just don't want to sit in the sun while I eat. I just don't like it. I think eating eggs in the sun is one of the grossest things I can think of, right? So I just said to the person seating us, I'm like, I'd prefer something inside. And then in my head, I'm like, I know she's going to march me right over to the table right next to where the band plays. They have this like, hi-ya, yeah-ya, hi-ya. You know that one of those bands that's like really like Gypsy Kings? And they're good, but I just, that's the second most hated thing for me is live music and for at brunch. I just don't like it. And I'm like, so yes, what does
I'm
she
dying.
Do?
I hate live music in the sun.
I hate live music and the sun. Don't Don't take me to Mexico. So she marches us right next, literally right next to a microphone, like a speaker system with the band. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, but just not here. And she's like, oh, where do you want to sit? Pick anywhere. And I was like, oh. I said, are you being aggressive?
Oh.
And that disarmed her. And well, because it's a Margaret Atwood thing. Have you ever...
My God, I love that.
Yes. And so in one of Margaret Atwood's novels, she has a line where this woman would always say to people who are being aggressive with her, why are you being so aggressive? Really calmly. And it would disarm anyone. So I always say that in a situation like that, said, are you being aggressive? And she changed her tune so fast. So that's just a word to the wise. If you're getting like a little bit of attitude, I'm like, I'm sorry, but it's just luck of the draw. You took me to the two worst spots in my mind. You know what I mean? And so I got to choose my own seat and it was so awkward. And it takes me a while to kind of calm down from those situations.
Yeah, that's a hard one. But okay, I'm gonna try that situation. But I'm sorry. I'm
still
stuck on.
Why are you being so aggressive?
I don't like the sun, and I don't like live music.
I know. And two of the things that is basically their main draw at this restaurant.
They better have some damn good eggs then. There better be.
It's really good. They serve like freshly made beignets, like donuts. Oh my God. It's the best. It's so good. Oh my God. Okay, wait. That's totally digressing. So we saw each other.
That is digressing. That's okay. Still a good story.
We saw each other. We even went, and this is the second thing Matt told me about our podcast last week. He said, don't talk about the Bay anymore.
Too bad, Matt.
But we went to the Bay. We went to the Bay.
We went to the core for old time's sake.
Old time's sake. And it was really fun. I had a good time.
It was really
fun.
Oh. We went to the Bay. We had to go to the Bay because we wanted to see, last time we were there, right before you left, it looked like a warehouse,
Sarajevo.
Like a sell-off.
Yeah.
And it was looking better. Like we were pleasantly surprised. Like, I mean,
even a parachute home section.
A parachute pop-up in there. Like crazy.
Like pretty good. They pulled it out of their, they pulled it out of the hat. They did a good job, I think, for what they had, what they're working with. And it seemed a little tighter and more energized. And it was really well decorated for Christmas, I'd have to say. So, the Christmas shop was really cute and everything. So, bravo. And with that, perhaps we can put a rest on the Bay, a moratorium on the Bay for at least a week.
For like a week until they do something until it's there, it's us versus the Bay. Okay. But speaking of, and so we'll can it for now. But then the other thing I wanted to say though, so we went to Holt and I was super impressed. Upstairs, they have this like little like gift giving section. Oh my God, guys, if you're looking for just like, and I know it's like Holt, you think it's really expensive. And obviously things are like a little bit bougie, but it wasn't crazy.
No,
like there's this whole section, so good for like hostess gifts specifically. If you're going to like a party or you're going to like a dinner and you want to like, or like a mother-in-law situation, I would see would be great in this area. You know what I mean? There was some good stuff.
Really good teas and chocolates and candles and puzzles and tech and things. Just great stuff. I love it.
Yeah, and good little imported foods and like teas and stuff. Yeah. Like it was great.
Little panettones and stuff. Like very good job. A word though to the wise, on Christmas Eve, or like the day before Christmas Eve, if you have to do some running around for a last minute gift, go to that shop. Everything's half off.
Really?
Yes. They mark everything half off like Christmas Eve, basically. So, or at least 30% off. So it's a good, you can even pick something up for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a good.
Yeah.
So anyways,
it's really
good. We had a lot of fun and then, it was really good.
And then we had another nice night of just kind of a friend night with just pizza and whiskey smashes. You know that I went and bought, I had a whiskey smash and I went and bought all the ingredients. I bought everything. So I have it all here now.
Perfect.
Maple syrup, that Santa Cruz lemon juice. Oh,
so good.
It is heads and shoulders above that real, that real lemon juice that you get, that one in every Canadian supermarket. Don't ever buy that. Get the Santa Cruz one. So and
it's
good.
Probably, it's not that expensive. No, it's like, what, $12 for a big glass bottle, and it lasts like a long time. I feel like I've had that bottle in the fridge for a while, and it doesn't expire. Like,
it's not really.
Like I'm serving you expired lemon juice. Exactly. It just literally sticks around.
I noticed on there it says pasteurized. So it's like pasteurized for longevity and shelf life, which is so smart.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. And what about you, Sarah? You had quite the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles couple weeks too.
Yes. Then I went to, I just got back from Mexico, which was really fun. Cabo for the wedding. So
was it like beautiful?
It was beautiful. Yeah. The wedding itself, oh my God, the venue that they got married at was stunning. So like they didn't get married at a resort. It was like a restaurant sort of like farm, like very, very cool. It's called Acre. It was gorgeous. Like there was like peacocks walking around the resort. There was a mariachi band. Like it was
it sounds like sun and a band.
You would have hated it. You would have hated it. And it was just beautiful. Like the tablescapes, like all of it. It was just stunning. So funny story though, on like day two, I lost my voice from woo-hooing too much. Like actually, like literally I was,
What were you woo-hooing for? Just everything, probably.
We did this fun, really fun, bachelor and bachelorette party in downtown Cabo, and it was like the Amazing Race style. And so you had to basically, we were on teams and we had to race from like bar to bar to bar and like do challenges and like funny games and funny drinking games, and like it was actually really well done. And like you have to figure out what bar you're going to next. Like they give you clues and then you have to figure out the bar like based off of a map. And so like, and sometimes like someone would stop you and be like, and there was like a ton of people that helped organize it, and they'd be like, you're going the wrong way, like because you have no idea where you are in downtown Cabo, right? Yeah, it was really fun. It was really cool. But anyways, I am not even joking you when I did like 7 tequila shots. Like, I'm not joking. Like, it was... And then I just got riled up and I was doing like a lot of like, getting into
all the inhibitions go away after 7 shots of tequila. Or with each shot.
Yeah, well, I just the whole way through.
You lose another piece of your voice.
Yeah.
And then
so I woke up the next day with no voice, but luckily I reclaimed it. I was able to get it back by the day of the wedding, and
yes,
it all
because
went
you're the officiant.
I was the officiant, so kind of the main thing,
the whole
voice.
Reason. Yeah, like the main reason you needed a voice. Yeah. And okay, and did your dress go well? Like the beautiful black chic dress.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was really good. I wore these like old bobble bar earrings that I had that were just like straight, like a few pearls like dropped down, and it was really chill, like the whole thing. It was really nice. Oh my God, though. Okay, I have to tell. Okay, wait. Two things. One, the bride, I need to mention, the bride looked beautiful. She got her dress from like Revolt, and like she's stunning, so she just like kind of bought it. It was so low maintenance. Like the day of the wedding, she was like getting her mom. She was like, oh, I went to cut something and like sew it at the back. So she's got her mom to do it. Like so chill. Yeah, it was.
That's like the, you only hear about that in urban myths.
I know. It is an urban legend, but she did it. So, and yeah, anyways, stunning. It all just was very beautiful. And okay, but what I was going to tell you, this is the, you guys, I can't even talk about it because I'm so excited. So the night before we left to go to Mexico, I was packing and I had a slight panic about shoes. And I'm like, I don't have the right shoes. I can't go to Mexico. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to pop into Nordstrom Rack like really quickly and kind of like see what the vibe is for shoes in there.
Which is, gives me a lot of anxiety to look for shoes the night before a trip.
I know. Well, okay, here's the thing. I had stuff, like I had a pair of like Steve Madden classic black shoes, but I was like, I don't know. And then I just was like, I also just kind of want like a nice, like fun, like dressy, like sandal, just to wear, just something. Yeah. So anyways, I go to Nordstrom Rack, make a beeline of the shoes, and found these like really beautiful black Steve Madden, like braided, they were everywhere, two strap braided heeled shoes. And they were like, I think I'd seen them in the stores for like $130, $140 throughout the summer. And I got them for like $70, $80. I was like, okay, sweet.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they looked really nice. They were like just like two strap, and the strap is kind of like braided, a good heel on them. They're a little bit higher, but honestly, I wore those things for 7 hours and I did not take them off. I brought flip-flops in my bag to the reception just because I was like, you know, I didn't change my shoes. Like, it was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, the only thing is that the grass was a little bit wet, and I was kind of sticky in them, and I did kind of take the black, like I did kind of like ruin the heel a little bit, which kind of sucks. But anyways, I got those. But then I was like, just kind of poking around. And I came across these. Okay, so I had seen these Sam Edelman heels in the summer. And they were like $200. I think I can't even remember what. Like, I saw them in an actual store. And then late at the beginning of the summer. Then, like, late in the summer, I saw them at Nordstrom Rack. And so they're like a nice heeled sandal. They kind of look like wickerish. And they have, like, black. They're, like, tan. But they have, like, black kind of woven through them. Like, they're, like, a natural. Anyways, beautiful. Loved them. I saw them at like end of summer for like $90, and I was like, I don't know, it's still kind of a lot. Like, where am I gonna wear these?
Yeah, and then, like, by the time it's the end of summer, you're like, am I gonna spend $90 on a pair of summer shoes? No, now I'd rather spend $90 on boots for fall.
Yeah, like, put that money towards something else. So yeah. I was like, okay, whatever. Anyways, spot them in the clearance section in my size, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, like, panicking. I'm like, okay, Ricky. They were $24. Like, I honestly, I'm not kidding. I almost started weeping. Like, I literally almost started, like, I was like, I actually screamed. I was like,
that doesn't happen anymore for sales. You know,
I know.
That doesn't happen to people anymore. It used to be back in the day you could find at Winners or that red sticker clearance, and that's like, it was always cheap, but that doesn't happen anymore.
No,
you're this a unicorn.
I am, wow. And this is the universe rewarding me for all of my shopping and all of the good deeds I do, and like telling people where to go buy things, exactly. And like my constant stalking. You get one of these unicorns,
you know,
and
what?
You're like,
you're right.
Thank you.
You are right, yeah. Sarah. You know that a lot of people are very guarded about their shopping secrets. A lot of people will not tell you where to get the deal. A lot of people will not tell you what their perfume is, not tell you what the ultimate lipstick is, but we do that stuff.
We do. And this is then the universe rewards us
exactly.
On the night before you leave for a Mexico trip, the perfect heel to go with all of your outfits in your size for $24. Like, that, what?
That is a true reward. Off. That is, it's unheard of. That makes me excited. I want to go find a good deal. I want a good deal. Remember, my last great deal was the drastically reduced Frette linens that I found.
Oh,
remember when I found like Frette linens for $20? Like,
yes,
unbelievable, unbelievable. And I still think that I'm gonna find that one day. And I even went when I was in Calgary. I went to the Winners and HomeSense. that I could see them, but no.
I know. Well, see, we get them. Like, it'll happen to us.
It happens. It's sprinkled. You don't know. Just, that's why it's random. That's why it keeps it interesting. So
yeah.
Okay. God, it's just speaking of deals, did you get any legit deals for Black Friday? Really?
Okay. I just feel like we've been on a bit of a tear, like, shopping. Yeah. I know the both of us have. It's bad. I really got to tone it. Well, okay. I have and I haven't been. So I started with, like, early. I feel like anyone who got this is really interesting. Yeah. So the deals that came to me early, I got more in than this past weekend. I just got overwhelmed by the noise this weekend. And I was like, I don't care about any of this, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I got into it earlier. So I got the Always Pan. Remember we talked about that from our place? I, was completely influenced by literally every influencer on Instagram and bought that pan. And it's great. Like, I'm not going to lie. It looks great on my stove. I got it the sage green color.
Oh,
it looks great
very
on my
nice.
Stove. I've used it. I cooked eggs in it this morning. I didn't have to spray it. And I cooked eggs. Like, that's pretty good.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. And, it was interesting too. The customer service was amazing. So I ordered the pan and I ordered these like spatulas that come with it and I was like, oh, this is great. But then when I got the pan, it had one in there already. And then they sent me the order of the two extra spatulas. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that the spatula already comes with so I don't need three of these. Right. So I emailed them back and it was like $25, but I was like, I don't need three of these. So I was like, I just emailed them back. I was like, can I just send them back to you? Like the return label, like all. She was like, no, you know what? You keep them, enjoy them. Like if give them to someone, give them as a Christmas present, like whatever you want.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And got back to me like that day. And she's like, I've refunded you the money. Like, yeah.
What?
I was like, oh my God. Thank you, Ashley.
Ashley.
I know. You. Crushing it, babe. And so then my mom wanted to get me a Christmas present. So she ordered me the dishes.
I love those dishes.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So I got a set of the dishes and they were here when I got home from Mexico. Okay, so Canada Post, fucking Canada Post, man. They said they had delivered them. And I was like, funny they're not here. And I didn't have like a mail slip in my mailbox. So I was like, where the hell are these?
Great.
So I emailed my girl back and was like, Ashley, what up? I was like, this says it's been delivered.
Can you do a forensic trace on these, Ashley?
Yeah. And she was like, oh, it appears that they're here. Like, let me know if I can help you. And sure enough, they were, at the post office. And she gave me the tracking number. So I just like, go pick up the box. So again, great. I was really impressed with the customer service for sure. So I got the dishes. I already was using them.
They're
so
beautiful.
Thank you, Mom.
They're beautiful. Nice. That's a good gift. That's a kind of forever gift that you're going to use all the time and think of it. And it's nice.
Yeah. It was a really good gift. So I got that. So it's kind of like that. And then, I ordered just a bunch of some super random stuff. I ordered some Christmas presents, but what I'm most excited about is I spent $300 on a set of sheets like the Queen of England. Like, honestly, who am I? I can't believe I did it. I was like, this is my Christmas present to myself. I don't care.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
So I got I hit the parachute deal and I got a pair of parachute brushed cotton.
Oh, you got
sheets.
The brushed cotton.
I did.
Cotton.
Okay, yeah. So I originally ordered percale and then I messaged Ricky in a panic and he was like, no, get the sateen. But then I didn't want that silky. So then we decided brushed cotton. So I already ordered them. They canceled my order and then I got a new one. Like,
they just did
great customer service.
Okay, great. See, customer service. That's these new types of businesses that they hang on word of mouth. It's all about, they understand word of mouth and influencers and social media, and it's all about customer service.
Yep.
And the experience and everything. So, because people are going to go and complain if they have a bad, a bad customer service experience. So, the difference between percale is crisp and cool.
Yeah.
Sateen is soft and silky.
Yeah.
Flannel and brushed cotton are cozy and warm.
Ooh. Uh-oh. No,
well, you said like flannel like.
No, I
what
hate
did you
flannel.
Say?
No,
you told
I said
me. Flannel.
No, I did not say flannel. I would never say flannel. I hate. No. Okay, so no, I did research on this too.
What and do you like?
I like jersey, I think I said.
You said jersey.
I did say jersey.
Okay,
I did not say flannel.
I think you'll be happy. You'll be happy.
No,
with,
I do too.
You will
too.
Be happy with brushed cotton. That's what I have. I have brushed cotton parachute, and they are divine, Sarah. They're divine. They're soft and gorgeous and supple and amazing. And indestructible.
And I think they're, and so I actually looked at it and they're in between for like the heat factor. They're in between percale and sateen. They're not as hot as, so I'll be okay.
Okay.
No. I think
you said jersey, not flannel.
I was like,
and I don't mean
not
flannel. Like no one wants flannel. Ugh, gross.
Gross.
Yeah. Gross. That's the worst. Your feet, feet on flannel. Oh. Gross.
No. Okay, but do you know what I was so annoyed about though? So my American Express does like really good like offers and deals. It's just a total aside. I discovered this morning. Like sometimes if it's like spent by the, like I have an offer right now, like spend $100 at Indigo and get like $20 back.
Really?
Great.
Wow.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Like there was like one for like stay at the Fairmont, spend $200 at the Fairmont and get like $80 back.
What?
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like I get random deals like this all the time on my American Express. And so I forgot to check before Black Friday. Sure enough, I checked today. There was a parachute one that you got $70 back if you just spent $300. I spent $294. I was
kidding me.
I was
so
mad.
Can you add to that order? Can you just add
I could. Well, if I had known, because now the sale's over, I would have bought two towels, which were on sale for $30. I would have got two towels for absolutely free. I know.
That's hard to take.
I'm pretty gutted. Although when I looked today, they were completely sold out of the towels. Like literally they had no towels left in stock. So I'm like.
The only towels that Parachute had at the end of this whole fucking weekend were the pink ones, the blush ones, and I don't want they really went wild on it.
So don't even
worry, you wouldn't even have gotten it, so you're good.
Anyways, that was that. I was like, can you guys just charge me like $6 more for this so I can get this $70 off? Like I'll just pay $6.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, but that's another thing. What, look at your offers, look at your deals,
look at your offers.
You
know me too. Did you shop via Rakuten because they were having like 10 or 15% on Parachute.
You're going to kill me. They didn't. I did not. So.
See?
I know. I'm
okay.
The worst.
I think I got like $30 in Rakuten dollars just from my Black Friday shopping. Just like whatever.
That is wild.
It is wild. So you have to do that too. Anyway, so have you ever heard, I went on a tear too, like in a way that just, it shocked even me. But I really think that Black Friday is a wonderful timing for Christmas gifts. So I really bought like everything during Black Fridays for everyone.
Oh my God,
like,
tell me.
Yeah. And just
okay,
like,
but be careful though. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say any details because some of the people are listening. So other than, you know, like some of the good brands are having like really good, just like, why not do it? Why not get 10 or 20% off? Because you're never going to, first of all, if you wait any longer, you won't even be able to really guarantee shipping. So it's really the last moment before you can get things to the people or to yourself. So I think Black Friday is a sweet spot for a lot of things. But one of the things, like for us, it's really dry here, obviously in Arizona, and it is in Calgary, obviously, for a lot of our listeners and you. Matt really wanted a humidifier, but I hate humidifiers. I think they're ugly. I think they're hard to clean. I hate them. I always think that they're really gross and all that type of stuff. So have you ever heard of the Canopy humidifier?
No, but I'm always in the market for, so tell me.
Okay, so here's the thing. I went on to Violet Grey. Violet Grey is like a website kind of like Sephora, but it's got like the owner is like the ultimate beauty curator, and she, whatever is on her site is the ultimate beauty and fragrance and everything. So I was looking around and I saw this humidifier. I'm just going to read you what it says. It's a completely reimagined humidifier that promotes healthy skin and alleviates symptoms of cold and flu. And it's dishwasher safe. It has a 36 hour runtime, and it hydrates up to 500 square feet. And it sensors, like it senses the humidity levels in your room, and it maintains it as you go. And there's no mist. It's mist free. So it's just radiating moisture without a stream of mist. And it's USB-C powered, and it's got these little discs that you put on top with, and you can put essential oils on. So it'll also, like, you know, kind of create like an amazing, and it also has like UV filters and stuff for the water. So it's like 99% pure water. It kills all the whatever bacteria in the water and mold and stuff like that. It's guaranteed to be mold free. So we got one of those.
Oh my God.
Yes. So it's going to be so good. I'm actually going to send you the link to it right now.
Like I want it now. Yeah.
You know what? Oh, and my God. And a lot of people are like, love it because they, for beauty purposes, it humidifies your skin really well. Apparently it's like really like this magical humidifier. So
oh my God.
We got that. And it comes with like filters. So it has like like one filter will last for 6 weeks, but it's just like a kind of like a paper filter, and you keep adding that in and your water is always clean. That's one thing I really hate about humidifiers is that calcification, that buildup of gross stuff. Oh God, I hate it. It just freaks me out a little
disgusting.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got that.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, that's amazing. I'm sold. I'm buying it. So
and I sent you the link already. And then, as you know, we got our bed, but now we're like, okay, now we really want our nightside tables, our nightstands. So we ordered these West Elm C-shaped nightstands, and they're so beautiful, Sarah.
Oh, you ordered what?
We also got two nightstand like tables for one for each of us on our sides, and it's like they are
which I gotta
beautiful.
See. I gotta see these things. What are they called?
Okay,
which
so they're called the West Elm C. nightstand,
like C, like as in the
like just
C,
or C, just... yeah see if that comes up as anything, because it's actually their website is really bad.
What they're doing with their lives. C-shaped nightstand.
C-shaped nightstand, yes.
Oh, it's nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
So
we got those,
and it's very nice. So
these
we're kind of
so
like on a tear.
Nice.
It's really it's gonna look really good.
And what's in the air? I just want to buy everything.
I know. And I got like Aveda candles were on sale, and I got Paula's Choice skincare, and I got
it's 'cause you
just like stocking up on everything. It was so good. And like, I don't know. Oh, here's one thing. Do you have Apple AirPods?
I don't know.
I would recommend. I think they are like one of those things. If you have, Here's the thing.
I think they look so stupid.
Really?
I don't know.
I can't think to me they look like them. You know, I thought that too at first, but I think if you tried them and saw what they're like for everyday life, you would be a believer. A believer. Eh. It's so good. No, you're totally out. Okay, well, here's a tip. Know. If you exercise with them, they tend to fall out. So. Yeah, exactly. but they can fall out, like especially my ears, they can like get sweaty and fall out kind of. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got these little Amazon, like $5 little silicone things that you put on them that make them stick into your ear really well. It's a good tip. It's like one of those things, if you needed it and you needed advice on which ones to get, I should definitely post that somewhere. Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah, well, maybe one day. Yeah.
Okay. We have been shopping, but what about for others?
What we're actually here for? Our gift guide.
What about our truly altruistic podcast of the year?
That's why we started this. When we start to look outward. And that's why, you know, we've come full circle. This is our second gift guide as the consumerist. How are we here?
We're here on episode 30 something. It's crazy to me.
Wow, I can't believe, you know, the little podcast that started in your car speeding down the QE2 on our way to Edmonton.
A frenzied talk.
And then a drunken dinner that led to a podcast.
To like claiming all of our social handles. Remember when we were doing that when we were doing cocktails?
Oh my God, and our passwords for the accounts, which we were drunk and forgot. But luckily, I wrote them down on my phone. I don't even remember doing that.
Because they are
so funny.
The funny thing is they're all alike, but a little different for every platform. So I don't know what, like one will have an exclamation mark, one will have like... a year in it. You know what I mean? So it's really funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know how we managed to pull that off, but yes. Okay. So, last year we did, themes. So we did sort of like, or not themes, but we said like for the person. This year we decided to just open the floodgates and not say like for this person or for, you know, I think we did things like for the kid in your life or for the person with everything or for your best friend.
And then we came together and we kind of like, but you know what I mean? Like saw what, revealed what our gift was to the other person, right? So, and that was fun. But now, I think it's just really fun to be like, here's just what's on our radar, like what we think is cool this year.
Yes.
Without limitations. And just sort
of, no limitations. And honestly, like a forewarning, mine is basically just like a list of shit that I want. So.
You know what? Isn't that what it always is? I think like if someone were to be listening to this who knew us, they would be probably guided pretty well.
True.
So,
that's true.
Okay. So go.
Okay. Well, where do we start?
Go first, Sarah.
Okay. We'll do one for one.
Yeah. Just one for one. Okay. I think we each have eight. Okay. So we're just going to go through these as.
Get them done.
Get them out there. And I'm probably gonna do another cute little milkshake for it this year. So
you did such a good little job. Yeah, such a good job with that last year. Okay. So my first gift is the Ember Smart Temperature Control Mug. Have you seen these?
Have I ever?
They're everywhere.
I have wanted one of those, but they are expensive. That's what
they're
I feel.
So expensive for a mug, but. Okay, here's the thing. I think what's really interesting about this is that, so you can set your desired temperature and it's, and there's like a pretty big temperature range. It's like 12 to 13 degrees. And it can keep drinks up for like an hour and a half. Mm. And you put on like a charging coaster. It's so cool to me. I think it's like amazing in the time of, I don't know. Do you know who else? So I thought this would be like an amazing gift for a mom who like never drinks a hot coffee in her entire life.
Oh, absolutely. Who's just pours a big cup thinking it's going to be me time. Now it's my time.
Yeah.
And then just go and sipping throughout the morning. Yes.
And you don't know. Please never reheat coffee in the microwave. Like do not do it. It
tastes
disgusting.
Like crap. Yeah.
Don't do it. Like you ruin, you're scientifically not supposed to do that. Like it ruins coffee. Right. So I don't know. Like I know it's like really expensive. It's like these are like, I don't know, like $150, $130, but they're pretty cool. So I don't know. Love that. Ember smart temperature control mug. That's my number one. That's my not my number one gift. That's just
that's the first that's, one. These are way.
No specific order.
No that's specific order. One. Well, yeah. I saved my most expensive one for last because it's so silly.
Oh,
it's okay. Really silly. So okay, so I'm my excited. First one is, I thought it would be fun to introduce someone to kind of clean beauty. And I am obsessed with, well, you know me. I just love like the idea of like the fresh face and kind of like that perfect makeup, you know, in 5 minute type of look and everything. I think that's like what most people should be aiming for and stuff like that. And Bobbi Brown, who I think is the OG of like modern makeup,
I would agree.
Started a new company called Jones Road. And her stuff in Jones Road is so cool. It's just like what you need to pull together the most effortless look. You know what I mean? Like not too crazy, not this Instagram, like highly filtered, wild eyes, like making your eyes look 10 times bigger than they're supposed to. And like, you know, tiny lip or whatever like major lips and stuff like that. It's just really everyday stuff. And she has Jones Road has a startup kit, which is like a little eye tint in golden peach, a little eyeshadow in dark brown, an eye pencil, a perfect gloss. It's just like a little starter kit. It's $68.
Oh my God.
$68. Oh, by the way, I think I'm going to be quoting American prices.
Okay.
So this is kind of a north and south type of like gift guide, but yeah, so it's going to be, you know, keep, you know, somewhere in around there, for it. And there's a lot of other different types of starter kits, and it's clean beauty, it's cruelty free, it's vegan, it's all that great stuff. But then the thing that I think would be a cute little stocking stuffer to accompany that is, you know, like that original face eraser. Get one of those. It's good for like 3,000 washes. You can take off your face just with water. And I've been doing some research on this. And also, you know that brand that's like always at Winners, Danielle? It's called, they have one called Erase Your Face. And there's four of them in there for like $10. And it's apparently just as good. I am obsessed with this. I don't know why I'm continually putting like really like highly sudsy, soapy things on my face. And it feels dry and it's gross. I like the idea of just like wiping everything off with a microfiber.
That's kind of it.
You know what I mean? So it's like simplifies your night. You don't have to put any type of chemicals, no soap, nothing on your skin, just water and your moisturizer and you're set to go. So that's mine. That's my first one.
I love that. That's a good one. Like, yeah.
It's good for, like you said, like a busy person or someone who is like supernatural looking to get into makeup or, you know, or just like kind of discover a new brand.
Or yeah, I was gonna say even just like a beauty junkie that
yeah,
wants, like,
beauty junkie.
Totally. That just like wants to try new things. Okay. I like that one.
Okay.
Okay.
My number two,
because I need a book on the list, of course. I really want this. The New York Times No Recipe Recipes cookbook by Sam Sifton. Have you seen that?
No, but anything New York Times cooking is my ultimate. I love it. That is one of the big upsides of having the New York Times subscription.
Yes, the cooking section when you get, I know every other month they'll put in the cooking section. Beautiful special section. I keep all of those special sections because they're so good.
It's so funny, Sarah. Also, I keep those little kids sections because I think they're so beautiful.
Yeah, they're kids. Really well done. I know, they're really well done.
They're so beautiful. Okay,
I know, I'm sure Matt's so impressed.
Yeah, exactly. Why? I always think I'm going to send them to my niece and nephew.
Anyway,
so what's the deal with this?
Yes. Book. So actually, even it looks really cool. So I love it because it doesn't really, like when you look at it, you wouldn't even think it was a cookbook because it's not, there's not even a photo of food on the cover, which I know seems kind of counterintuitive, but that's kind of what I love about it. Like it literally, it's just a red cover with like black writing on it. And it's just, it's so, so the whole thing is basically there's over 100 recipes. I shouldn't say recipes, but
concepts.
Recipes in there. Yeah. And so basically all it is like a list of ingredients and there's beautiful photos on the inside of the book. Like it's just not like a normal cover of a cookbook that you'd see. And everything is in there. So it's like all the ingredients that you would need. And he just kind of explains sort of like you know, cook this and do that and put this in here. But there's like no measurements. It's no exact. It's like supposed to be how people are actually cooking, right? Like, so it's supposed to be this. And the photography is beautiful inside of it. Like, I flip through it. But it's the idea that, yeah, it's just the ingredients you have in hand. So if you could pick up in store, you could kind of like substitute stuff out really easy.
Like if you know how to make a vinaigrette, if you know how to make a miso glaze, if you know how to fry a steak, if you know how to do these things, then you can put together a million different combinations of food, right?
Yeah. And it's not, honestly, it's not even stuff that complicated. Like, it's like the recipes are like fried eggs, quesadillas, weeknight fried rice, pasta with garbanzo beans, like... roasted shrimp tacos, chicken with caramelized onions and croutons. Like, just like really, it's the idea of like freestyle, relaxed sort of cooking of just like, it's supposed to be just like really livable. And I really love that. Like, because I think sometimes the cookbooks are starting to get a little bit too fussy, a little bit too like
esoteric, trying to make things almost
so specific and like so done. And I just love that this one is just kind of like, this is how real people eat and this is how real people cook. So I like here's some recipes.
Oh, that's nice. I also like the idea of like advice on how to build a pantry, because that's something that I've always loved, the idea of having like things on hand.
Yeah.
I think that's so good. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, Sarah, it's so great. And like, yeah, I love that one. So it's called, and again, it's called the New York Times No Recipe Recipes
by Sam Sifton.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Okay, my second pick is the Zara. Okay, you know that I like brought this to our attention last week, but Zara, their Emotions line of fragrances. I honestly think they have this discovery set. It's all eight of them in little roller balls. It's 4 mils each. And here's why I chose the roller balls. It's $25.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
For the full set, you know? And I like this, again, it's for the same types of people that I was mentioning for the clean beauty, like the fragrance junkie, someone who likes to mix and match, because that's the whole idea of like what Jo Malone creates. Jo Malone and Bobby Brown to me are the same person, because like they both created lines that are simple and all about like, you know, just like bare elements and mixing and matching and creating stuff that's your own and layering and all that type of stuff.
I love that.
And
I
really like the fragrances. I have 5 of them myself and I will eventually get the other 3. I think it's all brilliant. It smells so good. But the nice thing, I've been traveling a little bit more lately and people are just going to start traveling more and more and more. Fingers crossed. Rollerballs are your traveler best friend. There's nothing worse than having to pack your 100 mil of, you know, Coco Chanel or whatever it is, Terre d'Hermes. It's bulky. It's terrible. If it cracks in your luggage, you feel terrible that it broke or you wasted something or ruined something.
I smashed a bottle of Chanel pretty recently, so I know how sad it was. Yeah.
Well, I once smashed a bottle of Terre d'Hermes on my floor, and boy, did my bathroom smell good for about 6 months. Like, yeah, it was so just infused in there. But yeah, like, and then you have like so many different things. And you know how when you go on vacation, I'm really thinking about vacation for this gift. You know, when you go on vacation, you always envision yourself. You tend to take things that you would not normally even use in everyday life. Like, you're like, I'm going to use this palette. I'm going to use these samples that I've never used in my life, or this body cream or this whatever. Well, I saw what you took, by the way. You just took everything.
I sent Ricky a photo of all of my beauty products like laid out in my bathroom in Mexico. I'm like, this is a completely reasonable amount of stuff to bring for a week to Mexico, right? Like, it was epic.
You know, like, you kind of play a fantasy when you go traveling, and I like to take colognes and perfumes that I don't normally wear on vacation because I feel like a different person in a different bar and everything. I get it. So here you've got like eight different, you know, fragrances that someone can pretend they're different alter ego with, and $25, it's almost like stocking stuffer territory. And
I love it.
It's beautiful. Anyone who got this would think that you spent 5 times more. So that's my second one from Zara.
That's a good one.
Zara.
That's such a good one.
Yes.
I gotta go look for these.
So good.
Okay. I'm gonna keep moving because this episode is gonna get long. Okay.
Get long.
I think that everyone, this is a good gift for like literally any woman you know, everyone needs a classic gold hoop earring in a medium hoop. Like, no, we're not talking mm-hmm. like big, we're talking like not, so look up the different sizes of hoop earrings, because there's like really teeny ones that just are split, meant that they're called like the hug, and it just like hugs under your ear. The medium is just like a little bit bigger than that. Anyways, I think the best ones right now for the money and the reviews, and I've done a lot of reviews on these, and I got them for my own mother, are the Mejuri Editor Hoops. They're okay. like $70, and they're beautiful, and they're just so classic, and I just feel like...
I agree. I just a think good hoop. They are,
yeah, and they're the Editor Hoops from Mejuri, like I'm telling you.
And what a good name.
Yeah. The fashion editor. I know. Oh, I know. They're so good. I think they might be 70 US again, so I actually think they're about 90 Canadian, but
okay.
They're beautiful, and they're so classic.
Well, and you can like truly dress up and dress down. Like, you know, you say that about a lot of things, but a pair of hoop earrings, you really can wear out black tie, or you could wear around the house, you know?
Yeah.
With what my next purchase gift would be.
Okay.
So, you know that I'm also obsessed with Italic lately. This kind of like membership based brand. Well, you don't have to be a member. I've realized that they go directly to the source, directly to manufacturers, and create high quality pieces that match luxury items out in the market for a fraction of the price. So I like this concept. I just really do. And it makes sense to me. Oh. Like what you're paying for a lot of the times is truly marketing and branding and prestige. Yeah. And I truly believe that, you know, and what they're trying to do is knock out a lot of that. So for example,
it's called Italic.
Yeah. But it's only, okay. I think the membership is only available. Like you can only order in the United States right now.
Wait, did you and I discover this like literally a year ago?
Long time ago.
Oh my God.
And I have revisited. Yes. I've really revisited in a big way because they were actually sued by Diptyque candles because they were using kind of Diptyque imagery in their, like, why pay $150 for a candle when you can get ours for $30 and it's made by the same factory. That type of idea, right? So, and their manufacturers like the same as Hermes candles and everything. A lot of their clothing is the same as like Armani and Prada, and their bags are made by like the same Italian, you know, leather maker as Prada. Anyway, they have this cashmere short set. It's a little camisole top in cashmere and a pair of shorts that I think any cool person, girl, woman who just like loves a New York Times morning, kind of like a Sarah, would love this 100% cashmere by the same makers like Max Mara and Burberry.
Oh,
for
my
$80,
God.
The whole set.
That's wild. And so in order to get this, you have to subscribe,
no,
right?
No, you actually don't. So I thought that was the case, that you had to be a member, but you don't. You can just order it. But if you get a membership, there's like specific perks. Like if you get a $60 membership, you actually over a year get $120 in extra discounts. You get four $30 discounts throughout the year. And you get like referral bonuses and all that type of stuff. So that's the bonus. If you gift them a membership for $60 and they can enjoy their own purchases with Italic.
Oh,
if you
God.
Think it's good. Yeah. Truly
you
love
just
it.
Send me this cash. I cannot wait to see this cashmere set. Cause I probably will buy it. So that's great.
Like buy it and it can be waiting for you here in Scottsdale.
Oh,
I'm sending that to you too.
I cannot
it's so
wait.
Good. Sarah.
Oh my God. That's a good one.
In Camel, go check it out. Like I just texted it to you. Oh my God, I love it so much. And they have like really good like hoodies and long pant sets for like nothing. It's like so cheap for cashmere and good quality cashmere.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, yeah. Love it.
Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, this is kind of a weird one for me, but this is also the ultimate gift for me. The Apple, the new AirTags from Apple. Have you heard of have you seen these?
Yes. Yes, because I was interested in Tile. You know the brand Tile? And it's the same idea that you put things, you know, your tile. Because I'm constantly losing my keys.
Yeah. So if you don't know what the air tags are, they're like these little, I don't know, it's like maybe the size of a loonie, and it, but you put them on a keychain and they're like a tracking device. So you can put them and they connect to your Find My, like my, the Find My app. And so it's $40 for one, or you can buy like a pack of three for, I don't know, like $80. Mm-hmm. And you just put them in things. So I discovered these because one of my coworkers, yeah, we were on a trip and she had one in her wallet, left her wallet on the plane. But luckily, she was like, oh, okay, good. My wallet's still on the plane. No. Because she had slid one. Yeah.
In real life. Yeah. Like,
so good. And they're like amazing for travel. So you just slip one in your, here's the thing, because we're so scared of losing our bags, slip one in your luggage. And when you're traveling, if the, you know, Air Canada is like, well, we have no idea where your bags are, you can be like, hey, look, they're sitting, it's sitting at Pearson Airport right now. Like, oh, amazing. I feel like
so good.
You need to get these if you're going to check a bag. Like, what are we doing? If you're going to check a bag,
you need to get those.
Get one.
Yes.
Yeah. Or put one on your dog. Like, put them in your purse. Like, attach Absolutely. One to your keys. You can get them as like a keychain, so you can attach it to your keys if you're like forgetful. So I'm telling you. And they're, yeah. And you get a pack of three for like, it's pretty, like $80. Like, are you serious? Like, the convenience of that. So,
oh, Apple, that's a Apple really AirTags. Good idea. That's a very good idea. Okay, I want that. okay, yeah. My next one. I have a book on the list too, which is great.
Oh,
the Annie Leibovitz Wonderland book. It's her. It's her new collection of her fashion photography, and she did so many of the like really. Important, not important maybe, but I don't know how important fashion photography is, but the iconic photos from Vogue in the last, you know, 30 years or so, like, you know, the Alice in Wonderland shoot and just ones like that, like just some of the ones that really stand out in your mind. And I watched a really good documentary, and I also did the masterclass with Annie Leibovitz, and I kind of garnered a new, I don't know, admiration for her, and really loved hearing about her process and just like how she started and how much integrity she has and how hard she works and all this sort of great stuff. So I'm just like a big fan of Annie Leibovitz. So the Wonderland book, it's $76 on Amazon, or, you know, it's around there, whatever you can get it for on Chapters or wherever your local bookstore. You might have to pay a little bit more, but it's worth it. It's a big, gorgeous coffee table book. And I think that's always just so nice, and one that you'll actually want to look at if you're into fashion.
Yeah, and that you'll actually, won't just sit there.
Yeah, exactly. Good one. Yeah.
Good okay. one.
How about you? Kay. What's your next?
My next one is this is like kind of a classic one, I guess, but the Le Creuset salt and pepper shakers. I think they're just like a nice little gift.
I got that. Yes, I got that for my mom and Lauren a few years ago.
Yes. Because
you're right. It's one of those basic everyday basics that's a big upgrade. It's like really upgrading someone's life.
Yeah, and they just look so nice. They just look good out. So the mini set is $60 and the big set is $80. And like, obviously they come in like 10 colors. You know, pick like a bit of a neutral color if you're not sure about the people's like aesthetic. And I just think it's like a classic, you know, again, I think that could be like a good mother-in-law gift or somewhere where you're kind of like, I don't know, your mom, like a parent gift. It's like a really solid, I like that.
It's one of the things when you're at dinner at someone's place and you notice that they don't really have a, you can really notice it. You can spot it easily if you're at dinner. If they have just like, you know, regular old salt and pepper shakers or nothing at all, or those Costco ones that you buy in a 2-pack or something like that. So definitely. It's a very good upgrade. And that actually is a good aside, just a really quick aside. I asked my friend Caitlin, who's a listener, about like how she shops for Christmas, and her ethos, her motto for Christmas is find the person's everyday pleasure and upgrade it. So, right?
That's really good.
Yeah. So if they love journaling or writing down stuff, get them a leather bound journal. That's so beautiful, you know, or if they enjoy, letter writing, get them the best pen. If they enjoy this, you know what I mean? Like something really everyday, like cooking. That's a very tactile thing that you can give a cook every single night when they're flavoring, you know, putting a dash of salt in their stew or their soup. And they're thinking of you with that beautiful Le Creuset piece. It's a big upgrade.
That's nice. Yeah. I like that. Good call. Good one. Yeah.
Okay. My next one has a small little anecdote as well. It's called the Incienso de Santa Fe. Incense burner. Oh. Okay, so Matt and I did a little road trip to a town called Prescott, Arizona, and it's about an hour and a half north of Phoenix, and it's like you're entering a different world. It's like going into like old Canmore like 20 years ago or 50 years ago, like saloons and everything, and it feels like you're in the mountains, and there's like cedar trees everywhere, and it's pine trees and everything. And we went to this old gorgeous kind of like grand-ish hotel. It was really a very interesting place, like kind of like a Western hotel, and we could smell this smell of a fire. Like we thought that someone was starting like a barbecue or something, or like burning mesquite or something like that. And we go in, and it's this little, like they call it an Indian outpost. It's not really like the right way to say it for Canadians. Like we wouldn't say that, but in America, things are a little different. And it was this indigenous man, Arizonan, who had this little shop. He didn't even have a computer or anything. He handwrote everything. All his bills were handwritten and everything. And he had curios and boots and art and all these great things. And he was burning this incense. And it's little pinon and mesquite and cedar, little compressed cakes that you set on fire. And it just scents the air like it's like the most beautiful fireplace from a chalet, and it fills your whole home. And we bought one instantly, and we actually bought a little set. It's a little, and it's like a little log cabin that you get, and you put the incense inside it, and it looks like the fireplace, the little chimney has a little smokestack thing coming out of it. And it's the cutest thing. And it was only like $15, and it came with 20 of these little bricks, and you could get like additional sets of 40, I think, for like $10 or something like that. And I already bought one for someone. Actually, I bought two of them already for little housewarming gifts. It's so gorgeous. If you don't have a fireplace and you want that true fireplace scent, like you're coming into a chalet from a long, you know, day outside skiing, it's truly it. And it's inexpensive, but really meaningful.
Can you order them online?
You can order them online. Actually, awesome. In Calgary, you can go to North American Quality Purveyors, and they sell the incense sticks there.
Oh my God, cool.
They don't sell the little kits with the little clay houses and like teepees and stuff like that. But you can get the incense there, and it's truly spectacular, Sarah. Like I swear.
I love that.
Go get even for yourself. Like it's wonderful. Yeah.
So that's a good one.
How about you? What's your next one?
Okay, so I wanted to pick something that was like a little bit like lower price too, because I feel like everything I was hitting was sort of like around the $100 mark. So I actually saw this at Holt Renfrew, and I've seen it at Indigo, and I've kind of seen it all around the place. And it's just an easy one to grab, a really good little hostess gift, or like a little like work thing if you had to do something. So Kinsip, the whiskey barrel aged maple syrup from them. Oh, so Kinsip is a distillery out in Prince Edward County in Ontario. And it's just like a really beautiful, it has like a wax seal on the lid, just a nice like, you know, clear bottle, but with the amber syrup in it and nice packaging, just really beautiful, $25. A nice jar of maple syrup. Just like a cute little thing, right?
And you know what? I really love that you used maple syrup in a cocktail, because that's a really nice way to enjoy the maple syrup rather than like on pancakes or something, which is also a very nice way. But I could go through like a whole bottle in one seating, but in a cocktail, you use it so wisely and it tastes so good. That was a really good cocktail.
I have to say,
left an impression. So,
I mean, you could put together your own little kit for someone and put together your own little whiskey smash kit. So,
exactly, a whiskey smash kit. I like that. I have another like relatively inexpensive one, and this is local to Calgary. Have you ever heard of Sunday Mood Company?
I feel like I have.
Sunday Mood Co. It's like a local candle maker in Calgary, and they do those sculptural candles that like are really meant for showing, not really for burning. But they scent them, and they have like 10 or 12 different scents, like rose, jasmine, cereal milk, whiskey and oak, Bailey's and cream, and all these like really great scents. But they do the most beautiful like sculptural. I saw them at my friend Rebecca's place. Kind of like those like knitted, you know, like those nautical rope balls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like
yeah.
the knitted version of that, like a ball of yarn, seashells. They kind of do these like body torsos and everything. And they're all priced from like $15. The most expensive and the big one is like $45. And they're gorgeous. They smell beautiful. Like I'm really like a snob on candle smells. I think that most of them smell like crap. And these ones actually smelled really good to me. And they're meant to kind of just like scent the ambiance of the air without having to really light it. So you could really enjoy the look of it. Looks like sculpture. So
I would love that.
That's a good one. Okay. That's a good to me, that's a good like white elephant. What's it called? White elephant draw or whatever. You know, when you go like blind Santa or what do they call it?
Oh yeah. What is that?
What are they called? I don't know.
Secret Santa? Like secret that kind
blind
of
Santa. Santa. Could you imagine blind Santa?
Like what?
And what's the other one? Bigger, better? Where you know the one that
no,
you
No, there is one about like
that you have to trade up.
People are screaming at us right now because they know it and they're like, what are these idiots?
I'll never forgive. Remember the party that the Chinook Center, were you there at that one where we did a bigger and better where you had to like trade up?
I couldn't get to it. Oh really so
and
funny.
Like a notable Calgary person snatched that gift from under my clutches so fast and I've never forgiven her since, and I think she senses it from me.
Oh my god, I okay. love that.
Okay. Amazing. Okay, we're almost there.
We're almost done. Okay, we're oh my god, there. We're like, if you guys are still hanging on, we're over an hour into this episode. We'll go quickly through the last two.
Yes.
Okay. Keeping with the theme of sort of like drinks and whatever, I had a really hard time narrowing this down, but I love cocktail glasses. So I think you should just go to Crate and Barrel and buy any set of cocktail glasses because they're all so beautiful. Everything from like a coupe glass to their old fashioned glasses.
Yes.
I was having such a hard time kind of like choosing. And so if I had to choose one, like I know the coupe glasses, but honestly, okay, they just got these brand new Atwell ribbed drink glasses.
Oh, yeah.
They are so beautiful and they're kind of like vintagey looking and a little bit unexpected. Like so the person, gorgeous. They will definitely not have these. Like
this
and
type
they're,
of thing, yeah.
Yeah. And they're called Atwell ribbed drink glass. And they're like, you could use them for cocktail, but you could also serve just like whatever in them, iced tea, soda, water.
Exactly.
They're not as fussy.
Yeah. You know what? I think that it's a really great category of gift to give someone too. Like also, or go deeper in to like the collect, like martini, or I like the idea of coupe because who has coupe glasses? Honestly,
true.
You know, like you can always go, you know, like a really great shot glass or whiskey sniffer or, you know, cognac glass or something. It's just really cool to own something like that.
Yeah. And in that same vein, they have their new, so Riedel is a great brand. They have their sour glasses, like specifically for
whiskey sours and stuff.
Yeah. They're just beautiful. Like they're, you know, a whiskey or sour and like they're just so beautiful and they do a great job of boxing them up. So I just barware, like, but yeah, barware. If I had to pick one, the Atwell rib drink glasses, the old fashioned, the short ones are like $9 and the tall ones are 10 or they're 8 and 9.
That's
like they're
great.
Yeah, get a set of two or get a set of four depending on your budget. Like you're not gonna go wrong with that. So
absolutely,
that's that.
Okay. My next one is, okay, with Sex and the City coming back to the airwaves soon.
Oh my god, a week.
In a week, get someone their own Carrie necklace.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Do it. And just whatever it is, it can be like gold-plated. It can be real gold. It can be from a whatever. Like the original Carrie necklace, she just like found somewhere like on a trip. I remember there was a story that she said that was like cheap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It was just like a cheap thing that someone, or she found it somewhere on whatever in Manhattan or something like that. But I found a place that does relatively nice ones. It's called Micah. MYKA. Do you know this brand? I don't know. They were all over.
My friend Natalie just got a necklace that is her version of the Carrie necklace with her name on it. And I wonder if it's from there. Oh, yeah, she literally just got it like a month ago. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, find out where it's from. Like, I just love the idea of having, or if the person is a super fan of Sex and the City, get them, just get the Carrie. Yeah. Like, I think I would totally wear the Carrie as an ironic kind of thing. But I would totally rock a Ricky 10 karat gold, 14 karat gold necklace. Like,
I love that.
Otherwise, I would do it. I would do it in a second. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. This is our last one.
Okay. And I think our last ones are both a little bit ridiculous because you said yours is like a little bit. Mine's not that crazy, but I really want this. So I just put it on my list. The Marshall Acton speaker. Oh, yes. So cute.
Yes.
Like, it's so good. Okay. It's like a vintagey looking speaker. Yes. It has amazing reviews. The sound quality is great. But yeah, it's like $300. So, I mean,
they're high quality, though.
They are really high quality. I almost ordered one, but it was between the Sheets and the speaker and the Sheets one. Next, the speaker's not going anywhere. I'll get it eventually. But it's a really, if you needed kind of like a cool gift, if you had like a bigger budget for whatever, I just think man or woman, like no matter the aesthetic of your house, it just looks beautiful and it would just blend really well into. So the Marshall Acton speaker.
That really cute hotel I stayed at, The Rise in Phoenix, when I first came, they had Marshall speakers in every room. And they were they sounded so good. And yeah. I don't know if it was that one that you want, but it was really good and it looked cool. with like, they had a record player hooked up to a Marshall. Very nice.
I believe it.
Okay. My last one, which is like something that I would want as well, but I know I'll never get, is the Prada Kappa leather gloves with pouch. So it's a set of gloves that have little Prada triangular pouches built into each glove. Oh my God, Sarah.
What do you put into the pouch?
I don't know. A little lipstick, a little USB key that'll save your life in some scenario, or your keys. They are so damn cute. I saw them walking down. There's a gorgeous Prada store in the mall here. It's bizarre. I told you about how, like, I was in the mall really early. I didn't know when they opened. I think it was half an hour early. This is like a couple months ago, and there was already a lineup outside of Cartier.
Yeah.
Why is that so?
Like, I have no idea. What? Wild.
It's so crazy. And there's lineups outside of every luxury retailer, including Prada. And they had these gloves in the window. And I thought, this is a pair of gloves that I would love. And
these are the gloves for you.
They're $1,100 USD. So with that, that is the end of my gift guide.
That's the end.
That's kind of like, Sarah, really is a window into our souls. Books, coffee, creature comforts.
Alcohol.
Do you know what I mean? Alcohol.
Vessels to serve alcohol out of.
Kind of like home life. I'm digging it.
I love it. I think this was good. This was kind of like impromptu. We were like, let's do it.
Look at this.
We still got it,
Sarah. And I will work hard.
Are you losing your voice over there?
I'm basically losing my voice. What happened?
Oh my God. I don't know. Maybe it sent it through the airwaves. Now I've reclaimed my voice. My voice is getting stronger and yours is getting weaker.
You've zapped it from me.
Oh my God. Well, on that note, if you're all still listening at this marathon episode of the gift guide, we appreciate it, and we hope you got some gift inspiration.
Yeah, but and as always, our lines are open for you. So
yes,
send us your top gift pick. Like, send us your gift pick.
Yeah,
it sounds like salacious, but
yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, I'd love to hear what that is, and we can play. Like, what's the fail safe gift? What's the ultimate gift? What's on your radar? What do you think?
What's
is
the
cool?
worst gift? What's what the worst did we miss?
What's
got?
The worst gift you've ever gotten?
I love that. I love to know what the worst gift. I think Oh my God. Well, maybe we'll save that for next week. We'll need some fodder for next week. But yeah.
I'll think of that. So that's a challenge for you. Come back next week, Sarah, with your worst gift that you've ever received, and I'll do mine.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone.
That was nice. Thank you.
It was so good to chat. Yeah. Oh, we had so much to catch up on, but that was good.
Yes, lots. Okay. Until next time.
Happy shopping.
Bye.